This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
This is the podcast where music inspires. And I guess we take our tagline quite seriously. I mean, it's just perfect, as every episode that you will tune into will give you inspiration of a different kind. Sometimes it's practical, related to music as a career, its discipline, the success mindset and all of that. Sometimes it's about life and its ups and downs and how one can deal with it. So inspiration on that level. But when we say music inspires, I also feel that we all agree to the fact that music heals, that music has the power to heal. Stick around with me, Eva Bhatt, your host for this podcast, as I present to you my conversation with an artist whose music actually changes people's lives. This is 9XM Soundcast. So when your art, your passion, your talent becomes a life-changing act, I feel nothing can match up to that. No awards or rewards or stardom, nothing. Let me bring to you a story of a musician who has given a completely different meaning to her life as an artist. Because through her music, she has and is continuing to help save lives. Amazingly, at such a young age, she has already made her entry in both Guinness Book of World Records and Limca Book of World Records. Listeners, let me bring you the enchanting voice of Palak Muchhal.
Tu aata hai seene mein, jab jab saansein bharti hoon, tere dil ki galiyon se main har roz guzarti hoon. हवा की जैसे चलता है तू, मैं रेत जैसे उड़ती हूँ. कौन तुझे यूं प्यार करेगा जैसे मैं करती हूँ.
Beautiful. Amazing.
Thank you so much, Palak.
Pleasure.
Palak, how has the journey been for you so far? And how did music happen to you in your life?
So the journey has literally been like a dream for me, because I started singing at the age of 2.5, and I come from a Marwari family, so there was no connection with music whatsoever, neither from my mama's side nor from my papa's side. There was this family function going on and everybody was doing something, so I told my mama that can I also, you know, do something, go on stage. And she thought that I would recite a poem or do something.
How young were you?
I was 2.5, and then I went to stage and I sang Chal Rahi Sajni Ab Kya Soche, which is Lata Ji's song.
Oh my God.
Everybody was like shocked, because singing nobody could imagine. Yeah. So that was the first
choice of that song.
Yeah. But fortunately, my mama took it very, very seriously. And then she started looking for Guruji's who could train me properly in classical music. So yeah, I decided to become a playback singer at the age of 4. And then my journey of learning began. Then I started performing also. I got selected in Kalyanji Anandji's Little Stars, and that's why I got to perform all across the world with them. Then I came to Mumbai, and then there was another dreamy journey that began, and I got my break very, very soon.
You got trained in Indian classical music.
I've been learning Indian classical music ever since I was 4. By Pandit Satyanarayan Mishra ji. So when I used to live in Indore, I would come to Mumbai twice or thrice a month.
Since you are a Marwari, we would love to have some tunes from Rajasthan.
Tooti baju badli lom, ladu ulji jaye. Tooti baju badli lom, ladu ulji jaye. Mari nathni ramo tira dola, bikhra bikhra jaye di mein. Halo ne badila, jhale halo ne badila, jhalo sayo nahi jaye.
Beautiful, Palak.
Thank you.
Wow. So tell me about the kind of songs that you used to love listening to in your childhood, in your teenage.
I am a Lataji worshipper. So I've always listened to her songs and she's been my idol.
How has the playback singing journey been for you?
So playback singing was always in the plan. When I was living in Indore, I was preparing myself to come to Mumbai at a particular age. So when I turned 13, my Guruji told my parents that now is the correct time for her to come to Mumbai. So I think you should just move. So my parents left everything and came here for me. I was prepared to do all the struggle possible. I knew that I would have to go to producers, to music directors, to make them hear my voice. I recorded a few songs in a CD also and I like kept it. But then I came here and the whole story changed because I hardly knew 2-3 people. And one of them was Rumi Jafri uncle. And I called him, I told him ki now I'm a Mumbai uncle, so let me know if there's any work for me. So on the 7th day of me coming to Mumbai, he called me and he asked me to come to RK Studios. He told me that jaldi se RK Studio aa jao, mujhe tumhe kisi se milwana hai. And that kisi was Salman Khan sir. So I met him and then he told me ki I made him listen to my song like live.
There and then.
Yes. And he told me ki soon you're going to sing for my film. I took it as a blessing, as a compliment. And I was happy with, you know, that
na bol diya bhai baat.
And I was like celebrating it. But then he made it happen.
Yes.
He made me sing in Veer.
Let's have a few lines of Meherban.
Meherbaniya. Okay. Meherbaniya hai, meherbaniya. Badi meherbaniya, aji meherbaniya. Meherbaniya hai, meherbaniya.
Wow, you know, this song has a little bit of a Western feel also. So I think that was quite a challenge also.
It was very new for me.
Yeah.
I had not explored this genre at all.
And the first song.
And the first song itself was, yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, that's how I sang my first song. Then I was completely guided by Salman. So on every step of my career, he actually chalked down a plan for me. He gave few names to me who I should meet. And then he made me sing in Ek Tha Tiger. And that's how I got my first break.
Do you remember the song that you sang in front of Salman at that point of time?
It was Lambi Judai.
Oh, so again, I think a song which is not very expected of you. So that is also like cool. Let's have a few lines of Lambi Judai for us.
Bichhde abhi to hum bas kal parso jiyungi इस हाल में बरसों हो होठों पे आई मेरे जान दुहाई है लंबी जुदाई चार दिनों प्यार और पाँव बड़ी lambi judai
lovely thank you
thank
so
you.
Much Palak this was lovely amazing so like getting so many awards and
I started performing at an early age so there was this mission associated to my singing when I was 7 I started singing for heart patients and that's how I started performing all across the country and obviously abroad as well. So yeah, these awards were presented to me in those so-called concerts I would perform at. So yes.
Wow. So, you know, that is the story, that the journey that we would love to know. The listeners should know that you have always associated yourself with such an amazing cause. Tell me about how did that entire journey began for you?
I think the intention is there in everybody's heart. You just need one opportunity to make it happen. I was lucky enough, I was fortunate enough to have got singing as a blessing from God, which I could use as a medium to help people. I was 6 and a half and Kargil war had happened. So my mom would read newspaper to me every day and she would tell me what is happening around. So she told me that, you know, there are few organizations who are collecting and raising funds for soldiers of Kargil. So I told mama ki mujhe bhi kuch karna hai soldiers ke liye. And the best part about my parents was that they allowed me to do whatever I wanted to. ever since when I was a kid. So I went to few shops near my house, not few, actually many shops, and I would tell the shopkeeper uncle that I would sing MRA with inke logo for you, and uske badle jo bhi kuch donation ho, please aap Kargil ke soldiers ke liye mujhe dijiye.
That was the idea of the 6.5-year-old.
Yeah. So then, aisa karte karte, I managed to collect 25,000 rupees, which was such a big amount for a 6.5-year-old
very,
girl.
Very, very big amount.
So then, it kind of boosted up my confidence that yes, I can do something for people through this art, which I've received as a blessing from God. So then a kid came to me, his parents actually, and they said, ki agar aapne Kargil ke liye kiya hai, toh humare bache ke din mein do chhed hai, toh agar aap uski bhi kuch madad kar sakein, I was looking for such opportunities. So me and my brother, we wo hota na uthela gaadi, so usi ko stage banakar we just started singing with that kid, and the estimated cost of that surgery was 51,000 rupees, and we collected 55,000 in that particular performance. Waisa karte karte us bacche ke liye donation ikhatta hua, uske liye ek Dr. Devi Shetty ne kaha ki hum uska operation free mein kar denge. तो वो जो पैसे थे उसके लिए हमने न्यूज़पेपर में दिया कि अगर और कोई ज़रूरतमंद हो तो वो आकर यूज़ कर सकता है वो पैसे. सो पहले दिन 7 हार्ट पेशेंट्स और आ गए, एंड इट वाज नॉट प्री प्लान दैट द मिशन वुड रीच सो फार. इट वाज जस्ट एक छोटी सी पहल, बट नाउ इट्स बिकम मिशन ऑफ माई लाइफ, एंड 1994 सर्जरीज अभी तक हो चुकी हैं, और अभी भी बहुत सारे बच्चे वेटिंग लिस्ट में हैं. सो इट्स जस्ट
यस दैट It's the one thing that really impressed me and touched my heart, and it has touched so many hearts, that you know, you have like dedicated your entire musical life for not just your career's sake, but for, you know, the betterment of so many people, so many patients. So that's really, really wonderful. Your parents must be so proud for this.
I think it's because of them. Hmm. Because koi bhi parents agar chahte तो मैनिपुलेट कर सकते थे कि अरे तुम अपनी कमाई किसी और को क्यों दे रहे हो, बट दे ऑलवेज सपोर्टेड. सो टिल टुडे वट एवर मनी वी गेट थ्रू आर कॉन्सर्ट्स, द होल अमाउंट गोज फॉर दी सर्जरीज.
दैट इज रियली अमेजिंग, दैट इज वंडरफुल. लेट्स टॉक अबाउट अगेन अ फ्यू ऑफ योर फेवरेट सॉन्ग्स. टिल नाउ आवर लिसनर्स वुड लव टू लिसन टू अ फ्यू ऑफ योर पर्सनल फेवरेट्स.
So, all the songs that I've sung are very, very close to my heart, because as I said, I didn't know ki mujhe ek bhi gana yahan aakar mil jayega. Aisa laga tha shayad, you know, kabhi itne saal mehnat kar kar ki ek gana gaane mil jaye, but itne sare gaane mil gaye. So, after Ek Tha Tiger, I got a call from Jeet Ganguly sir, and he told me that we are recording music of songs for Aashiqui 2, and would like you to sing one song. And I don't know from where he called me, like I would just meet very few people who Salman sir would ask me to meet, so I had no connection with him, but aise suddenly call aa gaya. And Aashiqui 2 ka naam sunke mere parents were excited the, because jab Aashiqui release hui thi I wasn't even born. So I went there and I sang the first song, and I could relate to the story so much, because that was story of a singer who wanted to become, yeah, a playback singer, and that song is very important for her in the film. So I could relate to Arohi so much, and then I recorded Chahu Main Aana. When I got another call from Mithun sir to record another song for Aashiqui 2, and that's how Aashiqui happened and became like a milestone in my career.
Wow, yeah. We definitely would love to listen to Chahu Main Aana.
Sure. Tu hi ye mujhko bata de, Chahu Main Aana, apni to dil ka pata de, Chahu Main Aana. इतना बता दूं तुझको चाहत पे अपनी मुझको, यूं तो नहीं इख्तियार, फिर भी ये सोचा दिल ने अब जो लगा हूँ मिलने, पूछू तुझे एक बार, ओ तू ही ये मुझको बता दे, चाहूं मैं आना. Thank you.
Wow. People might think that, you know, a big star has given you a break in Bollywood. Now, let's break that myth for our listeners that just because Salman Khan appreciated your talent and recognized it and helped you, does that mean that, you know, life has been a cakewalk for you in the music industry? So let's talk about that.
I won't deny the privilege. Absolutely, there is a privilege. If somebody is recommending your name, if Salman sir is recommending your name to somebody, it definitely means a lot. And it kind of makes things easy for you. I think first break is the most important thing. And I got it through him. Yes, I was privileged to have got his support. But at the same time, when he recommends your name to somebody, the responsibility to deliver gets doubled. If Salman sir says with a lot of conviction ki palak se gawao, to wahan studio mein jaakar aapko mic pe waisa gaana padega ki aap unke kahe hue ki izzat rakh sako. So it's not at all easy. You have to deliver. Wo ek jagah recommend kar denge, do jagah recommend kar denge aapka naam, but ultimately you have to perform. So yeah, a lot of people have been telling this, and that's the reason Salman sir has made a decision that he won't make me sing for like couple of his films, because he wanted people to take me as me. So he told me that, in fact, he spoke about it recently as well, that I won't make Palak Singh for few of my coming films because I want people to know her as, you know, her.
But I can also say that somewhere it was destined, because you were going to be associated with such a big cause, and that push was somewhere destined.
Absolutely. You know, don't you think so? Yeah. Haan, because when I was singing for 3 hours with Palash, there was one child. But when popular hote gaye, concerts ke rates badhte jaate hain. So now ek hi concert se 8 se 10 bache bach jaate hain. So definitely, yeah.
Amazing. You have sung different genres of songs. Fun songs also, the soothing melodies also. So tell me, which genre do you really enjoy, or you are open to experimenting different genres?
I'm open to experimenting different genres. I really like challenging myself. But I enjoy the melodious, romantic, sweet, soulful genre the most. And that's the kind of songs I get to sing the most.
Let's listen to a fun number of yours.
Okay, I don't know if it comes in the fun category, but Prem Ratan Dhan Payo was a very, very different song. I've been really, really fortunate to have gotten to sing songs like Prem Ratan or Kaun Tujhe, which are like completely female-dominated songs. So yeah, Prem Ratan was one song I was really, really excited to be a part of the whole project. And they chose me to be the voice of Prem Ratan Dhan Payo. Was a very, very big thing for me. And the song itself was very, very challenging. Himeji.
Of course.
And then Dilshad Kamil ji. So yeah, Prem Ratan Dhan Payo. Saiya to kamal ka, baatein bhi kamal ki, raga rang jo tera, hui main kamal ki. Payo re payo re payo re payo re payo, payo re payo re payo re payo re payo, payo re payo re payo re payo re payo re. Prem Ratan Dhan Payo, Prem Ratan Dhan Payo, rat milan ki layo, Prem Ratan.
I think Himesh, he really nails the melody and the fun part in his songs.
I never thought that I'd get to work with such amazing people. Mere paas ek list thi when I came to Mumbai, that these are the music directors I want to work with, these are the actors I want to sing for, and almost sare naamon pe tick lag gaya. But also I feel ki jitna bhi kuch hua hai meri life mein, wo shayad un bachon ki blessings ki wajah se hai jinke liye main ga rahi hu. So aage gaane mile na mile,
but your singing will always continue.
But yeah, exactly. But my main focus or my main aim is to be able to continue helping people. I hope ki main hamesha utni saksham rahun ki main logon ke kaam aa sakun.
Brilliant. As I said, that because you are associated with such a great cause, the universe will always kind of be supportive to you and your brother. And we'll talk about the Guinness Book of World Records.
So I got this recognition by Guinness Book of World Records for being the youngest donor. So they gave me Hall of Fame. Yeah, for the same cause.
That's so inspiring. At such a young age to dedicate your entire career for a cause. Palak, you radiate so much positivity.
Thank you.
And it shows in your singing. It shows in your music also. So tell me, where do you derive your inspiration from? Where do you derive your positive energy from?
I think there are so many singers, I keep saying this, who sing better than me. There's so many people who work harder than me. But I've been getting such incredible amount of love from people, maybe because my singing is associated with a cause. क्योंकि मेरा मानना है कि आप कितने भी अवार्ड्स हासिल कर लें, कितने भी पैसे कमा लें, कितनी भी शोहरत हासिल कर लें ज़िंदगी में, बट वेन यू सी समबडी स्माइलिंग एंड वेन यू नो दैट द रीज़न बिहाइंड दैट स्माइल इज़ यू, I think that's the greatest amount of happiness. Yeah. And I experience it almost every day. जब भी concert पे जाती हूँ तब बच्चे already admit होते हैं hospital में. So when I perform also, it's not only meant to entertain people, but it is also a medium through which I'm saving a life literally. वो जितने भी बच्चे हैं उनसे मैं personally touch में रहती हूँ. हर festival पर वो मुझसे मिलने आते हैं. It's like a family of 1900 people. And I think that is what makes me positive in going on.
Wow, absolutely. You know, that has become the, you know, raison d'etre of your life. That is the reason of your living. Amazing. Let's have a very different kind of a genre, like a folk song maybe. The listener should listen to a very different song, you know, which is not expected from you.
Okay, so I sing in 17 languages. So
that's amazing.
I'll sing in one of the languages. Which one? ढोलीडा ढोल रे बगाड़ मारे हिंचले विसे, ढोलीडा ढोल रे बगाड़ मारे हिंचले विसे, हिंचले विसे रे मारे गरबे का भासे, हिंचले विसे रे मारे गरबे का भासे, ढोलीडा ढोलीडा ढोल रे बगाड़ मारे हिंचले विसे.
Wow, it's like we don't want you to stop. I think a Bengali.
Okay. So this one's from Raz, the reboot. And I'd sung with Arijit Bhaiya, both the versions, Bengali and Hindi. So
oh, wow.
I'll sing the Bengali version.
Ki kore bolbo tomai ashole mon ki je chai keno she pali তোমায় থেকে আমি জানতে পারুনি কত গল্প পড়ে যাই, আমি চিনতে পারুনি তোমাকে হাই, কি করে বলব তোমায় আসলে মন কি যে চাই, কেন সে পালিয়ে বেড়ায় তোমার থেকে.
জিদ্দা.
Yes.
Absolutely. Wow. So tell me, how has the Riyaz routine been for you, like for so many years now?
It's been constant. It's been regular. I do it without fail. I think it's the most important thing for a singer. Like fitness is important for people in general. I think Riyaz is the most important thing for any singer.
Exercise.
So I do it for 1.5 hours daily. But if I'm recording more than one song, then probably for 30 minutes or 45 minutes.
So tell me, Palak, what is your creative discipline?
Okay. I hope that I don't sound pompous, but I'm a very disciplined person in general. There are so many things that I keep in mind. There is a very big criteria of creative discipline in my life. One being extremely dedicated to my routine of Riyaz, my practice. Second is reaching on time. It's something that I'm very, very particular about. So if you ask me to come somewhere at 4, I'll reach that dot. At dot four. And thirdly, there are certain don'ts which I'm very, very strict about. So I don't sing songs that involve cheap or vulgar lyrics. So I give a lot of attention on lyrics because I don't want to sing something which I don't relate with or I don't want to promote. So yeah, that these are the things I'm very, very disciplined about.
Wow. Tell me about the lessons that you have learned through your life, through your, you know, career in music. Tell our listeners if there is something that you would like to tell them. So
yeah, I think that goes with any profession and whoever is listening to me and whichever career they are pursuing. There are different learnings that I've learned throughout my careers, and what I would like to pass on would be to be determined. Most importantly, if you've decided to do something, if you've decided to pursue a particular career, then give it your all, like give it 100%. Also, it's something that people don't talk about usually. हम यही बात करते रहते कि पूरे दिल से अपने dreams को follow करो, पूरी तरह focused रहो, sincere रहो. वो सारी चीज़ें बहुत important हैं. But at the same time, you need to be practical. So you need to have option B as your career. I am doing PhD in international business. I continued my studies because I didn't want to be depressed or frustrated at any point of my life. But to all the people out there, अगर आपने सोचा है कि आपको playback singer बनना है, आप एक certain time fix कर लें कि हम इतने समय तक struggle करेंगे और उसके बाद एक backup ज़रूर रखें so that आप कभी भी low या depressed या frustrated feel ना करें. There should be something you know you can rely on apart from your main career. And also whatever you're doing, just try and do a bit for the society, for the people who need you, because हम सब लोग बहुत ज़्यादा privileged हैं. So ये हमारी responsibility है कि भगवान ने जो हमें blessing दी है उसे हम ज़्यादा से ज़्यादा लोगों के काम आ सके, because I think उससे ज़्यादा बड़ी खुशी और कोई नहीं हो सकती.
Amazing, really really practical tip. You know, people are exploring independent music, so tell me, can we expect something from you in this particular?
Yeah, so there's a really amazing lineup in terms of Bollywood. And there are three singles that I'm working on currently. And it's a beautiful song. It's again my favorite genre, the romantic genre.
Wow.
And the song is beautiful. The lyrics are beautiful. And I hope ki jitne dil se maine gaya hai, utna hi sabke dilon se connect kar paye ye gana. Another one is with my brother, in which I'm featuring as well.
Wow.
Then there's third one coming up, which I'm even more excited about.
Lovely.
So yeah, you'll be hearing a lot.
Thank you so much. It was lovely to have you on this podcast episode.
Okay.
Something for the listeners.
Mujh mein safar tu karta rahe har ek saans mein guzarta rahe shaam aur subah tu mera tere bina क्या मेरा तो जिसमें एक है ना होना कभी तो जुदा तेरी मेरी कहानी है बारिशों का पानी बनके जो इश्क बरसे तेरी मेरी कहानी.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Palak. We had a lovely time listening
to you.
Same here. Listening to you sing.
Podcast is something which people are becoming really receptive of now, finally. And I'm really happy that it's happening in India. Because it's I think the purest form of connection between, you know, people who are presenting a podcast and the immediate audience. So you get the unadulterated content. So I really hope that it grows further and further, and I would like to congratulate you for number one.
Thank you
for so many months. So yeah, congratulations, and I hope that you grow further and further.
Thank you so much again. All the best for your future endeavors.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Hi everyone, I just finished recording this podcast with one of my favorites, Eva. I had so much fun doing it, and I hope that you all also like it. I've just subscribed to this podcast, and you also don't forget to subscribe. Many artists have appeared on it and have inspired so many people, and I hope that you'll be able to connect with my journey as well.
Thank you so much, Palak.
When such a noble purpose is attached with your work or your passion, it naturally takes a beautiful shape and shines bright. Wow, I think Palak Muchhal's story is a must listen for all of us to get inspired to do something worthy in our lives that has a serious positive ripple effect on others. So why not share this episode with as many people as possible? Not just for her amazing story that is attached with a noble cause, but also for the tips that she has shared, which I'm sure are super handy for aspiring singers. Because that was the first motive, the initial thought behind launching this podcast. And that was to find out and understand the creative discipline of various artists that can be the source of motivation and information for thousands of budding artists across the world. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast that's trending number one on Spotify Arts and Entertainment category. Thank you to all our listeners for making this podcast stay in the top 10 charts in Apple Podcasts, TV and Film category. You can also write a short review on Apple Podcasts and we would love to see your name there. Remember, a fresh new episode of 9XM Soundcast drops every Tuesday on all leading audio streaming platforms. And to enjoy the videos, you know the destination is 9XM YouTube channel or the website spotlamp.com. Don't forget to take a screenshot of the episode you are listening to, post it as your story on Instagram, tagging 9XM India and me at Eva Bhatt Podcast. Lots of love from me, Eva. See you next week. Have a beautiful day ahead.